All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's Anti-War Radio. I'm Scott, and our next guest is this show's producer and Antiwar.com's development director, Angela Keaton. Welcome to the show, Angela. How's it going?
Oh, thank you, Scott. I'm glad to be back.
So, what's the deal? We need money?
We need money. We need money. Good monthly contributions are good. Also, the holidays are here, so please consider an Antiwar.com credit card from Capital One.
Now, how's that work?
Well, I have an app. I have a special link for the application. It's a relatively new program, but it is a credit card from Capital One where just your very application alone will kick back antiwar.com some money and your purchases. Now, it's not added to your bill. It's a percentage that the credit card's giving to, as you put it, show they're good guys.
Right on. I guess that's good public relations for them that they support nonprofits that way, huh?
Right. I mean, it's not something weird thing that antiwar.com's just doing. I mean, the ACLU has different cards, Code Pink does. Many groups with some sensible positions on the war. So it's not us, you know, sucking up to the war machine. It's just simply another way of making money for antiwar.com so that you get the best antiwar.com that we can provide you. We can't do it for free. So the way, any way we can, you can help support, it doesn't have to be direct contributions. There's our Amazon links where Amazon kicks back a percentage.
Right. Well, tell us about that. And what can anybody buy at Amazon besides books anyway?
Everything from vegan jerky to unusual foot massagers. Everything.
I mean, everything but cars, right? Like eBay.
Yeah, I mean, any kind of food, items that you would see on their sites. It's amazing what you can get on Amazon. We also have special Amazon links for our Canadian and UK listeners.
Cool. So, and, you know, of course, it's a fact that we have antiwar.com readers and listeners from all over the planet, and especially in the Commonwealth, as they now call the British Empire. So that's good to know that Amazon UK and Amazon Canada can work the same deal. So if people did like the show, if they did like to read antiwar.com, if they can't do without their Raimondo and their Giraldi, et cetera, their Jason Ditz, then what website might they go look at, or what web address could they possibly find your contact information, Angela?
They could go to antiwar.com/donate, or antiwar.com/donate.
And if they were to go to antiwar.com/donate, how many different ways are available there for people to contribute besides, for example, the Capital One credit card or shopping through Amazon.com?
There's a Google checkout. There are just any, and we take just about any kind of credit card, American Express, Discover through Authorized Net. Of course, Visa and MasterCard are old reliables as well. PayPal, we do estate planning. We take stock transfers.
Something about e-gold, too, right?
We take hard currency, too, and I think we can do e-gold. I have one or two occasionally where that pops up. Oh, we also take money, anonymous money orders.
Ah, that's good. And there's a snail mail address there where those could be sent. Is that right?
Snail mail address at 1017 El Camino Real, Redwood City, 94063, and that's in sunny California.
Well, go ahead and say that one more time.
That is 1017, so 1017 El Camino Real, R-E-A-L, Redwood City, California, 94063.
Cool. And then what's your phone number?
323-512-7095.
That's for Angela Keaton, Development Director at antiwar.com. Now tell me about this monthly donation. How's this work and what's the average? How, you know, tell me about how this is, because I don't really know, actually.
Got an, you know, if you've got an extra 10, 20, 30, 40, 150 bucks a month, any amount that you want to make a monthly commitment, we can arrange to have your credit or debit card or probably your checking card through your router number tacked every month for as long as you'd like. And when you'd like it to stop, you just say, Angela, make it stop.
Cool. And then I think you were explaining to me before that this is really the bedrock that antiwar.com stands on, the monthly donations. That's what we know we can rely on to get through between here and there.
It's the bread and butter of our budgeting, because the fact is, you know, we have certain bills that we're always going to have. And I kind of mentioned this number because I think it kind of blew you out of the water, but this is just one number from this week. It costs $35,000 a year to process credit cards. Thankfully, our fearless leader got that negotiated because some corporations are taking some pity on nonprofits.
Yeah. God, I mean, that is just incredible to me. That is so much money.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a money.
I mean, that you could stop a war with that much money, maybe.
you know, we try, right? It's, I mean, everything that involves all the details of the site to make it
work. That's like the kind of money I've only seen on TV where some guy opens his suitcase and he's got all these $100 bills wrapped up or something. I've never seen that much money in my life. It's amazing. 35 grand just to process the credit cards for the donations themselves. But now you say you got a break on that, so I don't want to discourage people with that.
Yeah, we finally have a break, but that means for most of 2000, I mean, that's what was spent in most of 2010. I mean, our database is just to maintain the information costs money. It's not, right. None of this is free, and nonprofits, you know, what we do is we create a good. I mean, what we do, there's something tangible you get from antiwar.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's not merely a fundraising service. You get the most amazing news. I mean, heck, you know, when I was bugging Jeremy about, hey, man, wake up, there's a war on, I did it, you know, in a polite email way, but everyone's got to be up at all hours. There's no breaks at antiwar.com. Nothing.
Right. Yeah, first thing when I got up this morning, my phone was ringing. Eric Garris calling about Korea. Got that taken care of. All right, so listen, a few minutes left here. Talk to me about these financial angels that came with their matching funds offer. Is that still good?
Yes, it is. It's good for the 29th. We had three donors who were able to scrape and pull some money together, and it was hard for them too. This has not been a good year for anyone. Any donations of $100 or more will be matched, and that is through November 29th.
Now that is, if something's going to save us, that's what it is. And you say it's up to $23,000, right?
$23,000. Excuse me.
So that's the pool. It's not that we're getting all of it. It's that we're getting all of it if enough of you donate at least $100, and they'll match anything over $100. So you give us $1,000, they'll match you $1,000.
Yep.
And you know what? If the Republicans can do this, send people around to bundle their little donations and whatever, can't people go around and raise some money and send it on in? What are you going to do without antiwar.com?
That's a good question. What are you going to do?
Yeah, man. I mean, I can think of what I could try to do instead or whatever, but as far as, you know, for my job, but as far as where I would go, I sure hope Jason Ditz keeps writing no matter what. You know what I mean? I need my Raimondo. I need Phil Giraldi and Kelly Vlahos and the rest of the contributors there at antiwar.com. I need Eric and Jason to scour every newspaper on earth and post all the important links for me. I don't know what I'd do without them. And that's radio show or not. I mean, hey, when I was just driving a cab, that's the reason I never made any money is because I was sitting at home reading antiwar.com.
Yeah.
Simple as that. So antiwar.com/donate. Is that the address?
Good. That's it. And, you know, if you just write Angela at anti, you don't even have to put A. Keaton at antiwar.com. You just write Angela at antiwar.com and ask me any question. And believe me, I answer every email that comes through here, even the crazy ones.
Yeah, so crazy people, go ahead. Angela at antiwar.com. And now tell us one more time the phone number at the office there. Serious inquiries only on the telephone, y'all. She's a busy lady.
323-512-7095. That's 323-512-7095. So, yeah, serious inquiries because this is all from the line that Eric and Scott and everyone else calls me at for making sure what's out there needs to be out there. So,
cool. Well, thanks, Angela, for your time on the show today and for all your hard work on the show and for antiwar.com in general. Appreciate
it. Thanks for listening to the best foreign policy show in America.
Well, thanks. No small measure due to your efforts. And you guys already know that. Angela produces this show and is our development director at antiwar.com. And, you know, I told you before, I'm ashamed about asking for money. I don't like asking for money. But then, you know what? Antiwar.com is something to be proud of. And I guess I've been there for enough years now that let a little bit of that, you know, I count for a little bit of that, I guess is what I'm trying to say, a little. And so I'm not ashamed. Give us your money. We need it. And you got more than us. We're broke. Antiwar.com/donate. And thank you. We'll be right back with more Antiwar Radio after this.